Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom or the smelly bottom of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks.
Have
of
you
stuff.
Heard of crystal?
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're.
Well,
pushing
should we give
her
some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead.
It's not just women, boys, and girls that like doctors. It's all women, boys, and girls, and men. So.
And non-gendered people.
And non-gendered. Thank you, 2018. Send any letters or pictures in.
And I don't want pictures, thank you, after the one from Tony from Tunbridge Wells, where it looked like he turned himself inside out.
Oh, God. Thank you, Tony
and
Tunbridge.
Welcome to the show. I'm a channel of light, and this is Dr. Benjamin Jones.
And joining us today, we have...
Sarah. I said my own name.
Sarah.
In case you guys didn't know.
A double bluff.
Welcome, Sarah, to the show.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Now, one thing we're not bluffing about is that you have got a very stinky arsehole.
Ah. Oh. Oh, God. Now, Sarah, have you listened to any of our podcast episodes before?
No. You're looking at someone who was surprised by that.
I've never, ever been spoken to so rudely in my life.
And that's the theme of the show.
Oh, you're going to be insulting
to me. No, we're not.
Everyone has. I think if you've got a bum hole, then it's by its very job.
We're using it as a metaphor for emotional problems. So when we say, does your arsehole stink, it's just, we say that to everyone. It's getting to the problems behind.
There's a definite pong. Why does it smell?
What is my problem?
What's your problem?
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm 36. Okay. I would like to have lots of children.
Yes.
And lots of pets, cats and dogs, adopted from the shelter.
Yeah.
Maybe some adopted children as well. But I'm very busy and I work every day and I don't have a house. Like, I don't own a house.
You don't
know. So how am I going to achieve my goals?
Ah, now, the pets, you say cats and dogs, is it?
Yeah, cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs mainly, chiefly.
Exclusively.
Any mice?
Mice are free, so they're not technically pets. Mm-hmm. As in, I would love to have, you know, how I feel
running
about
around.
Mice.
Yes.
Running around, but they've got the run of the place anyway.
Yes.
And don't mind mice?
I love them.
London Underground. Do you like the ones in London Underground?
I love them.
Do you?
Tube mice, yeah. It's the highlight of my day.
So if you hear little tippy-tappies in your house?
I punch the air. Yeah, and
really?
Then I stay up all night trying to see them.
Really?
Yeah, but sometimes they don't come out if the light's on, so you've got to turn the light off and then turn it quickly on so you can see them.
And you like them.
Yeah.
But they're a problem with hygiene.
I know, but I'm very, as you know, I'm
very
a dirty girl.
You're a dirty girl.
I'm a dirty girl.
Dirty girl.
Do you not ever worry about when you're sleeping and your mouth might creep open and they might slip themselves
inside? Well, actually, this is how you can tell you're a doctor, because you've got right to the nub of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
My first house, when I moved out of home when I was 18, was infested with mice, and some of them would get in the bed. And it's this house in Leytonstone, 10 people lived in it. They shouldn't have that many. It was very cheap, and I was very poor, and so it was infested with mice, and so they would run across the bed or go on the table or jump in the dustbin, and I just had to tell myself it was fun. Also, we had no heating, and I started dreaming that I was in a hot place because it was so cold at night, and my dad said, that's very zen.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think I then embraced mice.
You had to. That was the only way you could get through
it.
It
would have been unbearable. A bit like, you know, like aversion therapy. No, flooding, isn't it? It's when they're like, oh, I'm scared of spiders. Here's a million spiders.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bit like that.
My friend Princess.
No way, is that real?
Her name's Nikki, but we called her Princess because she had a regal air about her.
Nikki.
And imagine a regal lady waking up on a squished mouse. Absolutely squished as a pancake.
She slept on it.
She squished it.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. When I worked at the Canal Cafe, there was a mouse who I had shoved some Aero chocolates down the side of the computer
they like
modem in order not to eat them. Because there's that thing, if you can't see it, you'll stop wanting it. So I hid these chocolates and a mouse died trying to get at them. And I found his little flattened corpse so close to the Aeros. Mm.
So close to it. And a live mouse as well for you.
Yeah.
And cats like mice too.
Yes, they do. Sometimes too much.
They eat them sometimes like the mice wanted the arrow. The cat wants the mouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're going to have a cat and a mouse. I smell a bit of danger, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
I see what you mean.
Mm.
Is this a jingle?
How many pets do you want?
In an ideal world, actually ideal, loads.
64?
No, too many. That's too many. Mm. I once worked with a woman who hires out dogs and cats and also like alpacas and stuff to filming.
And did she stink?
She had too many.
And did she smell?
I'm not gonna. Yes.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably.
I don't know.
But get her on the show.
Get her on the show. So she had this thing on her phone where she could look at the caravan that was full of dogs. She had 18 dogs in there, and you look at it, you go, "That's not nice. That's not." I know they're pack animals, but that's not nice.
No, in a caravan. In a caravan. I wouldn't like to live in a caravan.
All the cats were in the house. She had 24 cats in the house, 18 dogs in a caravan, and then other animals. Like
why
an
do
owl
the cat? Why do the dogs get the holiday home? I wonder. Beggar's belief, isn't it? You've got to wonder these things. So you and babies, you want some babies?
Yeah, children, yeah.
Oh, they grow into children, they start as babies.
Yeah.
Now, would
unless
you have...
Unless you adopt.
Unless you adopt. Now, that was my next question, Dr. Benjamin Jones. Very much on the same page today. Would you have your own or would you buy some in?
Either, actually. I don't mind at all.
Now, have you got a boyfriend?
I have, but it's new and he's much younger than me.
Now, is he 16 or above?
He's 16 and above.
He's 16 and above. He's 16 then some. Is he 16 times 2, which is 32?
Not quite, so he's young.
He's 31.
Less than that.
He's 30.
Come on now, yes.
He's 30 years
old. 30 years old.
And now you've already said you're 36.
Yeah, so, I'm 37 in a week.
So your young boyfriend is scared about having these children right now?
I don't think he's scared, but he's also not on the same... And also, as I go back to that, we also don't have a house.
Ah,
so it's like, where do you put everything?
You do rent a lovely place.
Yeah, rent a one-bedroom flat.
It's a lovely place.
It is lovely, but...
It's got snacks up the stairs,
but
if I remember correctly.
What's that?
Snacks up the stairs.
Snacks up the stairs, the one time you came round, yeah.
Snacks up the stairs.
For Vanessa's party.
Yes. Yeah, I love snacks.
My friend Vanessa, it was her birthday, and I was hosting her birthday party, so I got all of these Skips and Quavers and... fizzy pop, and no one ate any of them. They're all still in my house.
I love Skips.
Oh. No, well, can you come and eat 20 packets of them, please?
Easily, very easily.
She'll bring her shovel, and when I say her shovel, I just mean her mouth and tongue.
Jingly, jingly, listen.
Now, what I think is interesting about you, Sarah, is that you like mices.
Mm.
You didn't always like mices.
Yeah.
You had to be an experience where they were literally everywhere.
Yeah, a terrifying experience.
It was terrifying.
Mm.
But what's also a terrifying experience for you right now is maybe the idea of having all these children around and having these dogs and these cats and they're all running around. And I mean, how am I going to deal with that? You need to jump in with the mices again.
So I need to move into basically an orphanage?
Move into an orphanage is a fantastic idea.
Oh.
Would your boyfriend go with you?
I mean, I can ask.
Does he like little lonely babies?
Yes.
Now.
He's got a kind of, you know how everyone has a low level kind of superpower?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. His one is sending babies to sleep. So he'd be amazing in an orphanage.
Wow.
Yes, sleepy babies, better than awake.
Yes.
Yeah.
How does he send them to sleep?
He just holds them.
And they're bored.
Yeah. They're like, nothing for me here.
No,
and
right.
Let's go to Snooze Town.
Yes.
Do either of you have a low-level superpower?
Would you call invisibility low-level?
No, very, very high.
Well, I've got that.
Okay.
Very good for stealing.
Oh, amazing, yeah.
I've not done it, but I could.
It could be.
Yeah.
I know you haven't done it, but does the object stay visible, or when you hold it, does it become invisible?
To be honest, that's why I didn't do it, because it was quite obvious when they saw the floating crisp packet.
I'm very good, thanks for asking, at finding storage solutions.
Oh, yeah.
She is very good at that.
What kind of thing? So if I was like, oh, I've got loads of Tupperware.
Yes, I would be able to find a place for it in my house.
In your house, behind the Indian, for my packed lunches. That's another form of theft.
Yes, well, that's kind of my superpower. Yes.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Like, oh, I'll look after it for you.
Yeah.
That and pretending to speak Mandarin.
Yes, she's very good at speaking, yes.
But pretending to speak Mandarin.
She pretends.
Yeah.
But it's very effective. People, if you don't speak Mandarin, I'll probably get away with it.
Okay. Well, I can speak Mandarin, so don't worry.
Oh, okay.
So don't try and
okay.
Trick
well, I
won't
be able to pull the wool over your eyes, or the silk, as is popular.
Can we hear some Mandarin?
No.
Were you pretending?
Because you wouldn't know what I was saying.
No.
You wouldn't know what I was saying.
I'll go take a guess.
Wow. It's the classic double bluff move once again from Sarah.
Do you want to hear me pretend to speak Mandarin?
I was trying to get us out of that cul-de-sac, actually. I've ended up back there. The turnaround twice.
No, I'm very busy anyway.
Childhood.
Let's talk about your childhood. Siblings?
Two, younger. Both have children. Both are... One of my sisters got married last year. The other one's getting married this year.
Which one do you like best?
Cheryl is closest to me in age, so I've spent more of my life with her. They've both got a lot of down points.
Yeah.
Very even. Do I have a favourite? Christina is my mum's favourite.
So she's your least favourite?
Yes, I think to balance it out, I'll say Cheryl's my favourite.
Yeah.
Are you saying that she's your mum's favourite, or does your mum make it clear?
Oh, my mum. Every time.
Why? Is she the youngest?
She's sick. She's been sick a lot of her life. And so for that reason.
Is she the youngest as well?
Yeah, and she's the youngest.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Do you ever wish that maybe you got sick?
I got successful.
Right.
I got on television.
That's the opposite.
It's a kind of sickness because you've got this awful ego.
Yeah.
But in the other sense, I get to go on TV and my mum.
You get free dresses?
I get free. I don't get free dresses. I won't have them because I think it's lame. I think it's lame to go, here's a picture of me in this dress, because it's like a really cheap advert. Why would you do an advert for a dress? As in, like, for the payment, it's a dress.
Have you ever thought about taking the dresses but not taking the pictures?
You can't. It's a deal.
Oh.
It's a deal. I get offered free stuff a lot, and I don't do adverts.
What's...
I just always go, I've got so much money, I'll buy
I got a bag
dresses.
Of free porridge the other day in Liverpool Street Station.
Oh, that's different. They're giving them out.
Mm. And I didn't take any snaps of it, but I was actually delighted.
No, yeah. That's okay. I used to do that. I used to do that promo. Promo work.
The porridge?
Not particularly porridge. Mm. I've done lots of different sweeties.
Well, you didn't get up to porridge? I suppose that's at the top, isn't it?
I think back then... Porridge wasn't a big deal, especially not in sachets.
Right.
It was more like that. Those days, when I was doing promo work, which was the early 2000s, it was like still
the
big bags.
Was it the noughties?
Noughties, yeah. Big bags of oats still, like Scottish oats.
Scottish oats,
that's an advert.
Yeah.
This is my advert for Scottish oats.
Yeah. Please. Scottish Widow or Scottish oats, you would consider advertising.
Yes.
Because one's about death and one's about porridge.
Well, one's about victims of death.
Ah.
Death stole their husbands.
Yes.
Ah, yes, of course.
As they will all at some point.
And it does come back to the sickness,
of course. If it's not Mandy. Mandy stole mine.
Oh, Mandy.
But death will steal Mandy at some point. Okay, Dr. Benjamin Jones?
Well, I think we should talk more about your siblings. How did they make you feel when they started having babies?
Oh, that's, I think, when I got... That's when I think I thought, oh, I would like to have babies as well. So
is that when your bottom started to smell?
That's when the pong. What's that? I thought. It's my own anus. And it was. As I held my niece for the first time in the hospital, I was like, someone around here has got a smelly bottom, and it's not this newborn baby.
No. It was you, wasn't it?
It was
me all along. Closer to the pie, as the saying goes.
And so, meeting my sister Cheryl had a little baby called Rosa, and she's not a baby anymore, she's a child, but it was like meeting my sister all over again. It was so fun. She's like such a little mini-me version of my sister, and watching consciousness come into her as a child, she kind of became a person experiencing the world. It was the most fascinating and brilliant thing. It was so playful, and exciting, and explaining something to a child is really
boring and repetitive.
Yeah. I really think it's fun.
Oh.
I really think it's fun. And so I started thinking a lot about how, because I really am very lucky in my work, I'm really busy, but there's something, there comes a point where you start to go, I would like to make packed lunches and tell stories and think about and give my energy towards people who aren't myself.
And you do stand-up comedy, yes?
That's my job, yes.
Yes, and it's not like you can't put on a little show for the kids.
I'd love to.
A puppet show, etc. So you don't stop when you have kids. You can still be creative.
Oh,
plasticine, etc.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. Also, stand-up's a job for after the kids have gone to bed.
Ah.
So that's a really good thing.
Leave them with daddy, your toy boy.
Leave them with daddy.
Or in the orphanage.
An au pair. I was thinking the other day, like, oh, if I did have children and I was really busy, would I have one of those live-in nannies?
Of course.
And then I imagined my partner having an affair with the au pair. It's such a cliche. It's such a double... Because number one, also, you feel bad for the au pair. Because what if it wasn't really an ideal situation? Because it's an abuse of power as well as... I was like... Well, and now I've basically got myself in the right state about childcare that
I
don't
need. Well, you get yourself a male au pair.
Oh, that's how you do
that's
it.
An
yes.
Maybe the male. Maybe it was a male au pair I was worried about.
Well,
that was, you were just...
A straight male au pair. And if anyone's having an affair with him, it's mummy. Yeah?
I think, I don't know, I think of sexuality as so fluid that I'd like to believe the partner I'd end up with would could still consider themselves straight and have sex with men.
Ah, yes. No, that does
That
does present a problem.
That is a problem.
Because not only is your boyfriend being unfaithful, you've gone up to great lengths to get a male au pair. You haven't slept with him yourself, so...
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Not gay, not homosexuality. That's not disgusting.
No.
Just sex in general.
Just, you know, everyone sneaking around behind everyone's back, effing and jeffing and putting their bits in where they don't belong.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I know that's not really the dynamic, but what is a jeff? You know when people say effing and jeffing?
Yes, I always thought it was my neighbour, Jeff.
Do you used to eff a lot?
Well, yeah, he did, yeah. And his name was Jeff. And he said, F this and F that.
Can I ask if it was Jeff with a J or Jeff with a G?
Ah, very good question. Thanks for asking, Sarah. I'll take this. It was Jeff with a J. And that's a sexier name to spell it. Sexier way, isn't it?
Oh, I completely disagree.
No.
Really?
Very much into the longer G Jeff, yeah.
No. G Jeff feels more a more dated way of spelling it. J Jeff. You know, he's got a baseball cap backwards.
I know one person called Jeff with a J.
You do?
And I'm not
into
him.
Oh, I know who
and you... I think it's put me off Jeffs.
Right. I know one person with Jeff with a G.
Yeah, so do I.
And let's just
That's why I never liked ravioli. Because I knew someone called ravioli. Spiteful little girl.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The doctor will see you now.
There's other comedians that have children.
Is there?
Do you look at them and think,
yes,
well, I could do that?
I think there's a couple of things. Number one, you think, well, you do have this brand new source of material, don't you? Every morning getting up with your kids. Can you just fucking funny, please. Say something really wise or stupid.
Yes.
Mummy needs a new Edinburgh show.
Yes.
So you could have. So you've got resources there, basically, for free.
For free.
For free, and no one's going to judge you.
You have to make
And then it also makes you more accessible to the audience, because as you get older, so my audience, I mean, obviously, they're all kind of different ages, but you've got this contingent of young girls, and I did a university gig recently, and this group of girls afterwards said, you're like a really friendly aunt who gives us advice. And I had to kill them all. Yeah, you think, I'm a generation above them. Rather than like, oh, I'm your cool friend. It's like, no, I'm an older relative.
Yeah.
They might as well have said a dirty spinster.
An ancient, ugly nun with a smelly bum.
But, you know, have they got snacks going up the stairs in a lovely one bed?
They've got a vending machine at the theatre.
Ah, okay. Can they afford artwork from the art fair?
I don't know if I can. What's the art fair?
I'm not entirely sure.
Do you think that's the sign of success?
And being an adult, you know, going to an art fair and saying, I'll take that, but it's £1,200. That's not a problem.
Oh, no.
That guitar.
I have the opposite. You know, sometimes in cafes now, they have pictures up and you think, oh, that's nice. And then you look and they go, £130. You go, for a watercolour of a rabbit? Are you insane?
But you'd spend it on shoes.
I wouldn't. Never spent over £100 on shoes, ever.
From irregular choice?
Oh, I don't they count are. Them.
They are over £100.
I think I've only ever gone up to £89.99.
Well, I've spent £130 on a regular person. I don't think you get. I think you're hard pushed to get any under £90.
What style did you get that was £130? Was
it the Disney ones with the cats on? I got the pink ones and I got some other ones. Oh, actually, £85. £85. Only one were £130.
Okay.
Okay.
And that was after the co-op advert, of course. Now I'm not in character.
Yeah.
Cut that out.
I didn't realise you were in character.
Yes, I'm in character!
The character sounds so much like you.
What a rain! No, she's more like this.
Okay.
Claire Kerr still here, broadcasting for you.
Now, you won't spend any more than £99.99 on a pair of shoes. What about your siblings? Do they spend more than that on shoes?
No.
But you did buy your boyfriend a first class flight back from Australia, didn't you?
I upgraded his
plane
ticket.
Oh, so
this is the thing about me, and I will say this to anyone listening, just in case of the future, I'm a really good girlfriend.
Yes. Mm. Yes. So you'd think what you've done for him is upgraded him to a first class flight. What he can do for you is impregnate your womb with some children.
Well, buy you a nice pair of shoes.
Yeah, well, either or. I think it is. I think it's very tricky when you try and coerce people to impregnate you for a financial exchange, ethically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Especially if they don't want to. And also the poor person, because...
Poor kid.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. With the daddy saying, like, when did you know you wanted to have me? I didn't, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted some more comfortable flights. I've got quite long legs.
Yes.
was the best case scenario.
Yes.
Welcome to the earth.
Okay, another idea.
Yeah, okay,
great. Could you get pregnant by somebody else?
Well, that's an option, isn't it? Because there are people either who are willing to impregnate you, or you can go to and get sperm donors.
And now, Dr. Benjamin Jones, I believe you could get a woman pregnant at a push if you tried.
And a push if I tried.
Now does this.
Have you ever done that before, got someone pregnant?
No, I don't believe so, no.
So you don't know
you
can get someone pregnant.
But
well, I did actually get checked. I got checked.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because I was very worried. My penis is broke in many ways, but turns out I can have children.
Lovely.
They can't tell you if you can have children. They can just tell you your sperm mobility and numbers.
Well.
There's loads of the buggers, didn't you say?
Yeah.
Loads of the buggers, you said.
Loads. Too many of them.
Too many.
And they're overpopulated. They're
and they're swimming high and fast, aren't they?
I got the thumbs up.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So if you want, Dr. Benjamin Jones could perhaps... I mean,
well, you're doing it again, Claire Kerr. A moment ago, you forced her boyfriend into... And now you're forcing me.
No, but this problem... Stop. At this show, we provide solutions. Okay. Now, I'm just blue sky thinking.
No.
I'm thinking the ultimate solution would be you impregnating the guest.
You've been absolutely distracted by this customer in our presence today. Sarah's come on here and she is very comfortable with the topics that she's discussing.
Yes.
Do you know why?
Yes.
She's hiding her problem.
Ah, Yes.
She's hiding the smell. What do you really want to talk to us about today? Or what don't you really want to talk to us about today?
Oh, you're onto me.
Very profound.
You're onto me. You're very good at this, Doctor. Okay. I went into Paper Chase the other day, and I hadn't been in there for a long time, and I went into the flagship store that's on Tottenham Court Road.
Oh, that's a lovely store.
I got aroused by the range.
It's big.
The range and some of the designs. Yes. They've got this whole hashtag feminism thing going on the front of pads.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it on T-shirts. I hadn't seen it on pads.
Let people know your political
The future
views.
Is female.
Yes.
But also a hashtag. And there's a lovely thing where there's like, I don't know what you call it, but when one colour like blurs into another colour.
So fading. Fading.
Mm-hmm. So like a post-it Blurring. Note that starts off pink at one edge, ends up yellow. It's like an insane sunset on a post-it
If people
note.
Could Thank see paper 50 years ago, if people could have a boggle in Paper Chase now, they'd be absolutely flabbergasted.
They'd just be like some different sizes of papyrus.
They'd say, yes, it's expensive, especially with the, you know.
But it's tax deductible.
Yes, but I mean, 50 years ago, they're looking at those prices and they're thinking they could afford a small house.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But, same time, their mind will be boggled by the fading of colours. Mm. And the feminism, they wouldn't see that coming.
And also there's unicorns, there's glitter, Doctor.
It's not environmentally friendly glitter.
Yeah, it's environmentally friendly. Because also it's not loose, it's on the pad.
Yes, it's
How many floors?
None. There are no floors at all. It's perfect.
He meant pelvic floors.
Oh.
Are you doing to plan for the baby?
I actually do my pelvic floor exercises. Do you know that men have a pelvic floor as well? Everyone always talks about it like it's just a female thing.
Thank you. Dr. Benjamin Jones, how many pelvic floors are you doing per morning?
Yeah.
I just did the 7 to 5.
Oh, that's not enough.
7 to 5?
75.
75 is fine.
Oh. Fix your stinking bumhole with paracetamol.
When Sarah was talking about stationery, the smell did it did get a bit fresher. Now, I'm going to have a bit of a leap here.
Okay.
I think your fear of not being able to have children isn't down to your career or your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
It's down to the fact that you don't really want to be with a man. You want to be with a pencil. And you want to be with a folder. And you want to be with a rubber.
I don't want to be held down.
No.
I want to be free to be with every bit of stationery that I want to be with.
And of course, stationery famously doesn't create
children.
Sperm.
No.
Famous for that, isn't it?
Yes,
famously. It does a lot of things, gets the job done writing, etc. But if you were to put a pencil case up inside you, it would not a baby make.
What you could do, though, get your boyfriend's sperm, put it in one of them push pens.
Why not?
Lovely gesture.
Have a little frost. Mm. 9 months later, the baby pops out, your arsehole's clean. Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Another case solved. Dr. Benjamin Jones, may I congratulate you? You are on fire at the moment. I did scatter some organites and crystals around the studio, so I'd like to just think that they had their helping hand as
Thank
well.
You.
Okay. So we did it together, really.
Together.
You think you did it yourself, but, you know, we did it together. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really hope that helped.
Oh, I feel so much lighter.
So much lighter.
Yeah. Lighter.
You're not stuffed up backwards,
no,
you know.
No, I'm not. I'm just planning to put semen into a pen and shove it up myself.
Just, and do the gesture. just whack it up there. You feel free?
Oh, so free.
Can't wait to meet your babies.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
And you know what babies like? Stationery.
Doctors. Oh, stationery. Thank you very much. That was another case closed on Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty? And it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye. Seriously, guys, animal cruelty is a real issue. If you want to do something about it, please like, subscribe, and retweet this podcast, Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.